today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you on the Week of Unity. That is a special week for all Muslims all around the globe. This week is entitled The Week of Unity by the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Today, Tuesday, is the 14th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-Imran from the Holy Quran, verse 64.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون.
Say, O people of the scripture, come to a word that is equitable between us and you, that we will not worship except Allah, and not associate anything with Him, and not take one another as lords instead of Allah. But if they turn away, then say, bear witness that we are Muslims, submitting to Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This ayah introduces monotheism as the source of unity and solidarity among various religions and calls on them to unify with each other and set up a safe community far from oppression and transgression. Undoubtedly, Muslims, as the initial nucleus of this conversions can play an important role. When members of the society give up differences and their hearts become close to each other, the enemy cannot harm them.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word, they can never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to IRIB English Radio from Iran. This program is today's special, and we're speaking about the importance of unity in the world of Islam on the Week of Unity. Among the basic principles of Islam are unity and coming together. We can see in the ruling and aspects of Islam that unity and coming together is either enjoined as an obligation or is recommended for the sunnah. There are aspects such as one Lord, one book, one prophet, one religion, one direction or qibla, and one ummah. Salah and Hajj are prime examples of the unity and the call of coming together in Islam. Everyone, rich, poor, young, old, all ethnicities are enjoined to come to Salah and pray in congregation. Similarly, for Hajj, whoever can afford it are all obliged to do Hajj and are supposed to wear the same type of garment. Imagine millions wearing the same type of garment at the same place at the same time. What better example can we get of coming together and of unity? No other religion calls for that.
Sheikh Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, actually, we are going to talk about the role of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the 14 infallibles, I mean the A'imma alayhimu salatu wassalam, in establishing wahda and unity among Muslim ummah. You see, in the history, it is mentioned that some people of Mecca, Muslims in Mecca, they migrated from Mecca to Medina. By the Prophet, when the Prophet migrated from Mecca to Medina. Of course, other Muslims also went from Mecca to Medina. When they left Mecca for Medina, so the people of Medina, actually some of the people of Medina had actually a kind of difficult or kind of hard kind of lives because economically talking, they were not in a good kind of situation or conditions. And that's why it was really difficult for them to serve their own people. And in addition to their own people, also the people who migrated from Mecca to Medina. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when taught these people Islam and the teachings and doctrines of Islam, not only they accepted these muhajirin and immigrants as residents of Medina, but as brothers. There was a kind of brotherhood between the people of Medina as well as the other people who came from other cities to Medina. So this way, actually, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam united the Muslims, not only in Medina, but also in Mecca, in the other cities. And then step by step, when the teachings and doctrines of Islam spread it all over the Arab Peninsula and other cities and areas and regions, then the other people also accepted Islam and embraced Islam wholeheartedly because of these teachings and doctrines of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Under the topic of unity, we look at culture and sectarian division. Islam is what brings us together and should never be what tears us apart. Achieving unity is a goal that all Muslims should collectively strive for. Prophet Muhammad stated in his farewell sermon that not a single person of any race or ethnicity is better than another person except in righteousness. Muslims faced these divisions from their very first days of trying to fit in. Muslims arrive at a masjid, oftentimes to find cliques that are segregated by race and or ethnicity. Muslims almost never fit the mold, feeling like an outcast. When we see a new Muslim or even someone we are not familiar with at the masjid, we should go up to them and welcome them. The problem lies in the fact that Muslims believe many of their cultural traditions are part of Islam when they are not. This is very dangerous. Okay, for today, one point that related to any Muslim that help him or her learn to criticize without hurting. What's that? That was among the things any Muslim can personally do to help foster Islamic unity. Again, I repeat, learn to criticize without hurting. The way some Muslims criticize each other, you think they were talking to an Islam basher instead of a fellow brother or sister. This type of ignorant behavior is a sure way to create anger, hurt, and dissension. It is no route towards unity. We must learn the etiquette of criticism, whether it is towards individual Muslims or our leaders. Knowing and implementing this will not only help solve problems in a particular manner, but it will also lead to a greater sense of brother and sisterhood in the community. If you feel that your criticism of someone in the past was rude or hurtful, please go back and apologize to them. Before you do that, pray for that brother or sister, since the Prophet has said that dua increases love between people.
Heartfelt congratulations for the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the week of unity. Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam was very, very committed to unity, and this is not surprising because whoever is dedicated to Islam, dedicated to faith, dedicated to will of God, for sure he would be dedicated to unity. Those who divide people, you should doubt their genuine faith. Either they are ignorant or they are not sincere. It's very rare that an educated, enlightened, faithful, sincere believer would take unity as something which is not important, something which is not necessary. It's very rare. Maybe you can say it's impossible. Unless someone has, you know, big misunderstandings. Any Muslim who is enlightened and is sincere, his love for Islam, his love for faith, his love for the values that we share, and indeed we share with other believers in God, would make him committed to unity. Now look at this beautiful saying of Amirul Mu'minin al-Salam in Nahjul Balagha, Sermon 192. He says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَ قَدْ امْتَنَّ عَلَىٰ جَمَاعَةِ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ فِي مَا عَقَدَ بَيْنَهُمْ مِنْ حَبْلِ هَذِهِ الْأُلْفَةِ, referring to the verse from Surah Al Imran, وَعَتَصِبُوا وَحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, as we just explained. He says, Allah has truly obliged, imtanna, has had great favor upon this ummah by uniting them and bringing this bond among them, the rope of ulfa, friendship, affectionate love. التي ينتقلون في ظلها ويأوون إلى كنفها بنعمة لا يعرف أحد من المخلوقين لها قيمة. He says, this is a blessing that they leave, they move around, they take refuge from this blessing. And no creature, No creature knows the value of this gift, of this ni'mah. لأنها أرجح من كل ثمن وأجل من كل خطر. This is better than any cost, any price, and it's greater than any value.
That was all for today's episode of today's special about Unity. Inshallah, we follow this interesting topic. So, till then, till another time we meet each other, we leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursaleen. رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين.